Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everyone. It's already hump day.
It's nice, isn't it?
I know. It is nice.
And that means it's Big Brother night, too.
I know, Vinny. Oh, my God. I was thinking on the way in about Casey, who hadn't, I mean, at least not on the show, said much about her being a lesbian. But she had a conversation with JC, I think, on Sunday's show, right?
Yeah, I liked that conversation.
I liked it, too. And I just
heartbreaking.
It was heartbreaking. Like, her dad was actually, you know, okay. And her mom, I guess, she was saying she was not psyched, and she had some religious or upbringing issues, and she questioned whether her mother loved her. I was just like, oh, that hurts my little soul.
You know what's weird about her name's Casey, right?
Mm-hmm.
First thing about her is they got to catch her with that bun down.
Yeah.
They have not once.
I don't think she ever takes it down.
But you have to wash your hair once in a while. You'd think that the camera, some crafty camera person would say, I've had it. We're getting a shot of her without the bun.
Right.
The other thing, that's just weird. How do you never?
I know. That's her hairdo. I would love to see what she looks like. Like, what is her?
Well,
you
it's got to be super
it.
Long, right?
It looks like a pretty good sized bun. It's pretty tightly wound. I mean, she's got like jet black hair, and it's just pulled so tightly against her head into a bun right on top of her head.
Well, did she say that her mom, that she's Filipino, right?
I think so, yeah.
So whatever are Filipinos Muslim or Catholic?
I don't know. Human?
They're Catholic. They're Catholic.
Thank you. Thank you, Human.
Then there it is. I mean, right. That's her issue with. But so the other thing was, I don't really have gaydar.
Yeah.
I don't even think in terms of who you might want a bone or whatever. But I thought when I saw her, oh, that's a gay lady.
Yeah, it occurred to me. And then there was a couple references to it here and there on the show. But, you know, There was. JC said something like lesbianist.
Oh, right.
A couple times to her.
Yes.
He is a pretty out dude. He's made no secret
that's
he's
the
gay.
Guy, right?
The little
yeah.
guy. Mm-hmm. And he was the one who made that. So I didn't know if she had said something or not. Oh my God. The competition that they did where they had to catch all the different balls.
She was bad.
She was
ass.
Bad.
Yep.
Ass. Well, she's a professional or somewhat professional football player. I'm not sure exactly what league she plays in, but that's what she does. She's a football player. So she's super athletic and just eye of the effing tiger. And they did a great job with that competition because they did it all kind of in slow-mo and they put some cool effects on it and stuff. And she just looked like the...
What's her name?
Casey. K-A-Y-C-E-E, I think. And she's just... She was so impressive.
Hmm. Like, I agree.
It was amazing.
She won it.
She did win it. Actually, though, Fessy was the only one who could catch those first ones that were coming in the snot cloud. Like, everyone else was blind, and he managed to catch a bunch of them. I actually thought maybe he would win based on that. But it was close. Would she beat him by one point?
Yeah, so anyway, that was heartbreaking. It's hard to see that someone, because, you know, your parents and your home, where you're growing up, should be where you're most comfortable and where you feel
safest.
Where
everyone loves you no matter what.
And to think that you feel out of place among your people, that's heartbreaking.
I know.
She's kind of a beast.
She is.
Oh, my God. Her picture is all...
Oh, she's
tattoos.
So... Yeah. She's like a totally bad... But I actually... She's one of my favorite people in the house because she seems like such a nice person. Like, she's not talking smack about anybody. She's never... Like, she doesn't have a lot of unkind things to say where everyone else is sort of, you know... I haven't really heard her say anything that is like a personal attack on anybody. Like, she's clearly on one side of the house.
Yeah. I don't know.
Someone texted a picture of her hair down.
Oh really? Yeah. Oh my God, we have to see that.
And it's like,
past her, almost to her hip.
Song. Yeah.
Past her rib cage.
Let me see if I can print this out.
Yeah, see if you can print it.
Yeah, that had to be so. It's so long. Weird. And my chick wears her hair like that.
In the bun,
just to get it out of her way.
Sure.
But she also puts it down, too. I mean, that girl never has it down.
I know. Like, that is just her
she's
style.
Going to get it.
She's going to get the printed
picture.
Saw her
move and was like, where's she coming from?
Can't wait to see. Anyway, so yes. Sorry, we just spent 5 minutes talking about Big Brother.
We like it.
We do like it.
They also, this morning as I was perusing my sources, Survivor... Oh,
let me see.
She looks great. I mean, she looks great with her hair up, too, but she looks great. I seen...
Oh, that's a lot of hair. Yeah. Holy cow. Yeah, that is
no
a very
she
different,
puts it up.
Very, very different look.
People are saying that she wears her hair in a ponytail on the After Dark show.
Oh.
I guess we need to watch that to see more looks.
And then someone said, you were talking about, what's the two that like each other?
Oh, Angela and Tyler? Fessel and
this is
Haley?
Yesterday morning. Someone texted in after we left. Angela and Tyler kissed Sunday night.
Ooh, we'll probably see that on tonight's show. Oh, my God. Tyler's
well,
so cute.
You
oh
remember those feelings. It's been a long time, I know, but where you want to kiss someone so bad.
Yes.
And I can imagine with cameras up all the time that would be a...
And they're trying to be smart and play their games, but they're just magnetically drawn to each other.
Someone says, ask Vinny to direct his gaydar to Brett.
To Brett? Oh, you think Brett's gay?
Which one's Brett?
Brett's the hacker dude, you know, the frat boy, you know,
oh,
the beefy,
yeah.
beefcake dude.
You know what? He has funny moments. I mean, he's just a big dummy too, yeah. but he is.
I love these dummies who think they're so smart.
He's got funny moments though. And you know, I mean,
the people just grow on you as you get to know them over the summer. Like, I mean, I always hate the cast the first like 2 days.
Me too.
By the third time I watch it, I've got a few favorites. And by the end, I really, you know, you really start to see these people as human beings and you see different sides
of
them. And,
man. Being in that house?
It does. You're right.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay. So we're watching Big Brother, and it's Brett. He's just a muscled up 20-something guy. He's got the frat boy thing, like you say, going. I don't know if he is a frat boy, but he's got that. He is the look.
Well, he's got that, like, all-American, but he's got this cocky attitude,
right,
too, that just makes you, you know, right off the bat, you're sort of like, ugh. Hate that dude.
So,
I know that dude.
He's getting played by Tyler, but they're having a conversation. And this guy goes, when we get out of here, we are going to get so much ass. And then he gets this face, like he does this face like,
I can't wait.
Yeah. I've known that guy. I've heard that conversation a million times. I laughed about it because I just thought that is so it's such a stupid thing to say out loud, but he's right.
Yeah.
He's going to go into any bar wherever he lives.
Not buy a drink for years.
And he's going to say...
His current city is Charleston, Mass.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, funny.
Okay, so he's going to go into a bar in Charleston, Mass.
Charlestown?
Charlestown. Well, Charlestown. Mm-hmm. But it's spelled Charlestown or Charleston?
T-O-W-N.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's Boston. Isn't it right there in Boston?
So my question to you is, yes, you hear a guy talk, is that insulting? Are you like...
No, I agree. He's not wrong. People will F celebrities. There's no question.
Right.
And for the time
even
he's a celebrity.
D-class celebrity.
Yeah, oh no, he's
so
yeah.
You're
E-list.
Not insulted by that?
No, it doesn't bother me. I think it's funny. He's 25.
And that's all dudes want anyway, right?
Yeah.
I want
right.
the girls to like me.
Whoa!
Or whoever.
And here's the thing. So he can say that and... But it is a little weird to say that on TV. And then, yeah, he's going to go do that, too.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to hold it against him for some reason.
No.
Yeah.
That's clear.
Let's see.
At his age.
His bio.
So he is. Yeah.
Three adjectives that describe you. This is what he's saying. Vehement, riveting, and trophy. Favorite activities? Working out, home repair, and snowboarding.
Oh, God.
Let's see another one here. What is your strategy for winning the game? I plan to go in and establish a minor amount of control initially, then immediately pull back from the spotlight. From there, I will rotate FaceTime. I will rotate FaceTime with every single person in the house. It will have to be handled tastefully.
That's I don't know what that means.
I know.
Whatever.
I just thought that moment was funny. National TV. We're going to get so much. And then just smile. He just mugs and he does this like little happy dance.
Like, he can't wait to dive into the peephole.
He says, I want people to think I'm just a dumb surfer model guy.
Oh, model guy.
Then I'll slowly plant my seeds.
Well, he's convinced that he's, I guess he... Although my kid looked him up on LinkedIn and he's not, he was saying that he's like a cyber hacker, but what he does is sell cyber hacker software, like to protect against or something like that. Like he's not, but he sells himself as this computer genius. But he's not.
Just selling the equipment.
I guess.
Well, you're not a doctor.
You sell.
Right.
Doctor
pharmaceuticals.
Equipment.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
But if you're trained on the stuff that you're selling, you probably do know it better than even some other. You know, I know people who do medical sales probably know more about the product they're selling than the docs do.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that guy is ridiculous. And yet, okay, you're right. He's going to get out of there. He's going to go to the bars. Yeah. He's going to get exactly what he said he's going to get. And.
But it's funny, too, like, you know, you actually get an attachment to some of these people. And as you figure out who they are, like, you know, you maybe don't want them to win, but it doesn't mean that you don't like them. Like, I think Brett, who I just wrote off as a complete DB the first couple weeks, he's grown on me. Like, you see the value in people, you know, like, oh, everybody has their frailties and we're all covering up for, you know, the things that hurt us deep in our hearts and... You know, it's we're all just humans are fascinating. That's
we're
I think why
humans.
Yes.
Well, we all got our own struggles for
sure. That's for sure.
And you never know.
No, you don't know what someone's gone through, and you can't really, you shouldn't prejudge people. I found that out watching these shows.
Well,
because we all do it to some extent. Like I immediately was like douchebag. And maybe he is, but, you know, there's another side to him, too. You know,
agreed.
We all have somebody's
kid.
Little boy.
Right.
Somebody who's had whatever his pain is in his life. Oh.
And he's also going to have his way with somebody's little girl, but whatever.
It'll be consensual, I'm sure.
Oh,
Don't worry.
I had daughters, didn't I?
You did.
Wow.
Well, you get what you're supposed to get, you know.
Am I?
You do. You
get... I think it's payback.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
I didn't do nearly as much of that as I should have, that's for sure.
I was listening to an old Secret show, and you never got a virgin, huh?
I never did.
Yeah.
That was yesterday's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see my notes on that? I listened to it pretty early.
Yeah.
And saw
your notes.
I was like, okay, well, this one cannot air.
No, it can air. We just have to cut off the whole beginning of it. The beginning
heavy
is,
editing.
Yeah. That's what I, those were my notes to Bryn. I just sent him a little thing that said, and you know, he sends this thing that I can't rewind it and I can't fast forward it.
Does it play or does it download to your computer?
No, my thing just, it plays through the email. So unfortunately, I was about 30 minutes in playing it through the email. I don't know what it was, just a little line. I clicked play on it. We're listening to old classic shows from 6-7 years ago.
We're reviewing them
because we're not editing. These are literally the raw footage, including everything leading up to us. You know, like the mics are on and we're just sort of meandering around the studio.
I don't know what we were talking about to start.
I don't either.
A billboard across the street, I think.
Yes, that billboard that used to change all the time.
Right.
So
I just click play in the email and I'm sitting there and I'm in another window and I'm doing my bills or whatever. And I click back and I see another email and I go to delete the other email. So I navigated off of that. So it stopped it. And then I couldn't fast. So I was half an hour. I'm like, I'm not listening to that same half hour again. I'm just not doing it. I'm far enough into the show that I know the show can air if you take off the beginning. The beginning part. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, that can't happen.
That can't happen. I suppose you could bleep the name and the initials and the whole.
No, let's not do that.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
What are your thoughts, Yeezy?
Yeah, she agrees. That all has to go.
Bye.
You didn't see the email that she sent?
I did.
Lots of edits. Well,
that's a doozy.
I think I was called in the office for that one.
Yeah, it seemed that Sarah was like mostly saying, that's pretty much good to go.
And no, then... no. I said you got to. You have to take off the beginning.
Trim the beginning.
Well, yeah. I also there we are. I think we're setting up an intern, and I'm like, I don't know that that's okay either. Like we yeah, really
that intern seems fully. Into
yeah. No,
it.
I agree. I'm not saying that.
It's kind
I
of
just
funny.
Know
the
that...
hashtag Me Too era. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are a-holes.
We were.
Right.
We've now learned.
Yes, we've learned.
We've come a long way, baby. Mm.
So what did everybody do yesterday?
I got my mom new tires.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how did that go?
I was thinking about that because she has to drive home, right?
My bro will fly up and then drive her home.
Oh, that's great.
She's not real.
Long-distance
driver. Yeah, she's really not someone who's confident behind the wheel, yeah. as the accident a block from my house shows you. Yeah.
That's she, all right.
She's
That's
like,
better.
The sun got in my eye, and I turned, and then pow!
Like, oh. Oh, your poor mom. Aww. That God. Sucks. So that just it was just the, was the rim damaged? Or
no,
was it just
this is, she, well, here's the weird thing. So I got the tire off, I put it in the back of the car, the new tire's, the
donut
spare's
or whatever,
on, yeah. right? So she's fine for the night. Yesterday we get back to the, or we get to the auto deal, I go and meet her.
Uh-huh.
And I follow her down the road with my hazards on.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure. Boy. Just, let's, right, you know, sure. take good care of mom, right?
Yep. Yes.
I get her to the place, and I'm like, look, I'm paying for this. I got this. You know, then the argument ensues, and then I'm like, look, not another word. You're helping us with
yeah,
our kid.
You're up here helping us.
That you know, that right. curb's in Northern California.
Yes. That's my curb.
Yeah.
It's my fault.
It's my fault.
Mm-hmm. I should have moved the sun for you.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. So I get to the place, and the guy comes out to look at the tire, and he goes, well, first thing, there's a screw in the tire.
Oh.
And I go, oh. And then, yeah, she hit a curb sideways with the tire because she blew out the sidewall.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But didn't touch the rim at all. And so I thought maybe the tire was overinflated. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, no, it was underinflated because of this screw. And so it got hot.
Oh.
And it blew. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure,
you
whatever,
know tires,
right.
whatever. I need a new one. But we had to buy two because it's a four-wheel, all-wheel drive. I don't know, whatever. So
right.
we got the new tires. We all took turns with the baby yesterday. Mm. I actually have mastered the swaddle.
Mm.
Got that. That child is like, I mean, you gotta.
That's how Bryn describes his baby.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta really
flail.
Find.
Is she okay with the swaddling still?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't last forever.
No, she's cool.
That's good.
I mean, she's.
That calms them right down. They can't really do anything. They look like a little caterpillar or pupa or whatever those, like somebody in a cocoon.
I fed her. I got her swaddled. She fell asleep. I put her down. We got like 3-something hours of dinner time and peace time. And one of my daughter's little friends ate dinner with us, which was the first time that's happened.
Oh, adorable.
How was that?
Weird.
Are they like talking to each other about little silly stuff?
My daughter is trying to impress her.
Oh.
It's like cute and also
ick.
Sad.
Gross. Yeah.
You know, like they're trying to, she's trying to be her friend and the other little girl's sort of chill. So I was kind of like...
Was Isla being bossy?
No. She was trying... She was actually being like, do you want my mom to cut your chicken?
Oh, my God. Funny. Because she does that real good. I got a good mom.
I just
Probably
thought,
better than your mom.
You know what? She's fine, honey. Let her...
Yeah.
Anyway, that was just weird to watch.
Yeah, well, it's funny. That's, you know... That's like one of the great things about kids is it's like... You just sit and
yeah.
Oh
no, and then
how will this go?
Her and my mom, my daughter and my mom had made cookies, and so the two girls are like, "Can we have cookies?" Sure. And everyone scatters now, and I'm stuck with the two girls. I guess I'm cookies and milk
stuck.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Stuck.
Yeah.
That's the exact word.
Yep.
Tea party time.
So they're like, "Can we have two more cookies?" I'm like, "All right, let's give you two more cookies." Can we? This is the neighbor girl going, can I have another one? All right, one more. All right, half of one.
Oh.
All right, one more half. I'm like, no more cookies. And
you guys are
seriously, 15 minutes later, my kid is running around like
Well, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. And there I am like, what am I, stupid?
Yeah. Well,
I gave that kid a ton of sugar
right
at 7 p.m.
Well, the problem is that then when they crash off the sugar, it's...
They're bitchy.
They're just a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what happened at my house.
So is that little girl a neighbor or
a neighbor
friend
girl,
from school?
Two doors down.
Oh, great.
She's
same
a little,
age?
No,
or?
A little older, but they're close enough that they can... So they speak
they
the same language.
Nice little girl language.
6 and 4, I think, oh. We're talking about.
Well, and your daughter's almost 5.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, less than 2 months, right?
Yeah.
Incredible.
But watching that bleep show was very interesting.
And what time did she go home?
Soon thereafter the cookies.
Yeah.
So
we sugar her up, take her.
Are going to be bummed, and I was definitely bummed. Because I have a story coming up, too. It's about sort of on this subject, but... That kid won't leave me alone. Like she'll even say, I'm following you.
Yeah.
And then I'll go into the bathroom and she just stands. Mm. I need privacy. I need you to understand. I need privacy. Like I can't even go number 2
right.
while someone's knocking on the door. I need you to just split.
Daddy?
Beat it. Go away.
Daddy?
But
Daddy.
Then she's by the shower. This is
Daddy.
Actually, I wasn't going to the bathroom. She's standing at the
Daddy.
Thing of the shower. I can see your pee-pee. I'm like, honey, beat it. Get out of here. Stop it.
Come on.
Then she opens the door. So I splash water on her to get her to leave.
Splash water on her.
I just want to be with you. You know, yeah, there's something cute about it, but it does get old.
Well, yeah, and you don't, you know.
Well, and just think, in 2 years when the little one is toddling around and talking, you know, maybe she'll follow that one around.
Maybe.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go find your mom. God.
So weird.
Be alone.
Anyway, what about you?
I took my brother and sister-in-law. Like, my whole life revolves around them now, so.
Really?
Well, for
I
now.
I thought you said that wasn't going to happen.
Well, it's not going to last too much longer. Like, but we've pretty much eaten every meal together. And
you have?
Pretty much.
Is that you, though? Or are you saying, hey,
it's all
guys,
of us,
let
it's
me?
Good. No, it's been fine. And yesterday, you know, I'm starving when we're done with the show. So on the way home, I'm like, hey, let's walk downtown. And because we hadn't walked them down there yet. And we'll eat at this little, there's this Vietnamese street food place is called Buku, which I love. Shame. So we ate there, and then we just, you know, it was just nice. Walked through the neighborhood and stuff, and then I, you know, I just had stuff to do, and I was like, and I'm not going to see you for dinner because the kids got to go to my son has a night class at College of Marin, and ding ding shame, and
this is the youngest boy,
the youngest one,
right?
Yeah. So, and then John was going to drive him to that and go to the gym. And so my sister-in-law's like, oh, I want to check out the gym. So
let me ask you a question.
Yes, dear.
So whenever you have someone like family or a good friend involved with your life and they have to get a job, they've made some change. Because I've had this happen
yes.
where people have moved up here. Mm-hmm. My brother lived under my kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
My friend
for
Scotty lived in my living room in a fort for a while when I lived out in OB. So I've had this happen, and there is, it's an interesting thing when you see someone who's like, well, the first month I'm going to take off.
Yeah.
So has he declared how his job search will go?
No, he's already going on interviews.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, and she's actually gone to a couple. She has an interview today in the city.
Oh.
But she's, you know, the crazy thing is one of the guys, because she's been a chiropractor's receptionist for like 15 years. Like, she knows all these different softwares that they use to do the patient check-in and all this. I mean, she's like, she's a pretty capable person. So there's
she knows insurance, too.
She does. She knows all
the... Because that is the big deal.
Right. So Hooman actually knows a bunch of chiropractors. And one of the guys that he knows could not be more than 400 steps from her house.
Oh, wow.
Right. So that's the one we want her to get.
Yeah.
Because then she was not even going to need a car. Like, they only have one car. So right now. But if she works in the city, she's going to have to get a car. Or she's going to have to figure out. And it's, you know, $6-7 to cross the bridge area. Like, it's just, you
so
know.
So have you guys framed their current receptionist in some kind of diabolical plot to get her fired?
Turns out that girl's really nice. So she went
she's
in there.
She's not embezzling.
That girl's a very nice girl. She's not embezzling or anything.
So she went in and actually hadn't. She had talked to this guy before she got out here. And I think she talked to both because there's another guy that she's interviewing with today, another friend of Hooman's or so, an acquaintance or mm-hmm. whatever. Hooman knows, probably world class, world's best chiropractor.
Listen, absolutely. Here's what you do. You okay. got to get a bunch of those little spine models and
yes.
fill her trunk with, like, she's been just stealing them from the chiropractor
oh.
for years
oh.
and has hundreds of spine.
Great where, idea.
What do you call that? A spine Hooman. Model? A spine? Statue?
Skeleton?
Skeletal.
A skeleton. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know, the one where the
sure.
doc would yeah. go, okay, this is
what's
right.
And then, like, and put names on them and dress them up and
sure.
make her look really weird.
Like,
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
not just stealing those things, yeah. but actually doing weird things
yes.
on them, too. Yes, all right.
Sitting
great.
At the dinner
let me
table,
make notes and I'll let
in
her know.
In her bed, in the shower.
Yeah. So that's step one
Sarah
is frame the current receptionist.
So. She puts him in her car for when she tries to get into the what's the fast lane? Not the
for the fast HOV lane. High occupancy vehicle yeah. lane.
Sorry, we shouldn't be telling you about diabolical plans. You're the king of that.
I have tons of them.
Yeah.
What is it called? Is there a specific name for the spine model?
It just says human mannequin model with spinal cord model.
All right. No, whatever. Anyway.
Nothing yeah. sexy.
So
great
she's
idea.
A nice lady, and she's not going anywhere.
She's nice, but, you know, they may need some help, and I'm sure that lady would like days off from time to time. And anyway, I'm hoping that something works out there because how convenient would that be? She's
yeah.
right there. She just her whole life would just be walking.
Well,
walk
you know,
to the supermarket,
if,
walk to the work.
If she's within, like, 5 miles, she could borrow your electric bike and ride.
She could
ride there without right. even barely pedaling.
But there's a guy who's kind of in the financial district, right? Hooman, where is this?
Yeah, he's basically he's
so
he's in Pat
she would
Heights.
Have to. I don't think she
How
could
about, like,
ride her bike
Golden
there.
Gate Transit.
She could actually, depending on where it lets off, she mm-hmm. could take the bus. Which I think taking the bus is just a much nicer option
so
than
today,
taking your own car. Yes,
she's got an interview with that guy.
She does. I believe she has a noon interview.
Nice.
Yeah. That's the guy in the city.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So well, she's already talked to the guy 400 feet from our house, you know.
Well, that's great. They've been here a week and they're really working
right.
on
Right. And John
it.
Has an interview today. And he's got
good
and
for
Hooman's
him.
Got some headhunter or talent scout or mm-hmm. something or other
yeah.
who's setting stuff up for him. And
well, I've seen this so many times where you're like, chop chop, man. What are you?
Well, look,
get
I
on it.
I
what
can't.
Are you, doing?
You know, you can't really tell. Well, those people were living in your home. At least these people are living not in my home. They're
right.
They're in a condo and.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've even had, I have a friend who's been out of work or looking for work, and the things that he does, get on it. What are you doing? Well, I'll do it right after I surf.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
If only you could get a job
surfing. You're
going
to be unemployed forever.
Right.
If you keep up this. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Actually, you know what's interesting? I think I'm going to start with this whole, with a job thing.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh. And we are late, so we probably yeah. should start.
Goes from us being like, oh, I got a few more minutes to fill to, holy cow, how did this happen?
13 minutes
KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.